online at BigO'Dodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Whether you're a sole proprietor or your company employs several hundred people, Kiwi Financial Group advises on small group retirement plans and insurance benefits. Whether you are looking to start a plan or if you already have a plan, the independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group will do a comprehensive review of your small group needs and recommend your best options. Discover successful employee benefit strategies with Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Welcome back.
Friend indeed.
John, you'll learn something the next 2 weeks, man. I need that right there. I need me a little Ray Charles every once in a while.
Who doesn't?
Love that stuff.
A little Ray Charles on a Monday morning?
I love it. I love it. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number three. Remember this number, 401-8506. You want to look good for the boss, right? You have a day job around here.
I do.
Look good for the... Y'all have LED lights over there, tube lights over there, any kind of bay lights or high bay light fixtures or anything over there, you know? You don't know this
stuff. I'll be honest, I'm not sure.
Check out... go to the boss today.
Okay.
And say, hey, boss man, you need to get in touch with Krut LED, K-R-U-T LED. And if y'all are a Duke Energy customer over there, which I think you have to be where you are over there, they'll verify your account number, and they're going to get these upfront rebates. And your customers will be able to see better. You will get rid of the buzz. It'll be better on your eyes, better on all the employees' eyes. And it's going to save on his power bill. And so in the end, John, you look like the smart guy.
Well, I need all the help I can get in that category.
No, you can't beat that. To find out more, K-R-U-T L-E-D, KrutLED.com, 401-8506. You're right beside Jay Peters off at 19B. And so mention that to him today. Let me know how that works out for him.
Will do.
John Hyatt with us, Mickey Plotter with us. Our friend Mr. Orr24 is in Edinburgh, Scotland as we speak. He was on the flight with Ricky Fowler. That's crazy, man.
Only Zach.
I know. Just seeing him and Ricky Fowler together. he didn't mention if he was on the flight with Ricky Fowler's fiance.
No.
Yeah. Because Kristen's on the flight with him because my wife is listening on our anniversary, by the way.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, yeah. Many, many, many more, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
I won the wife lottery. So hopefully this will continue paying off for many, many, many more years. So she's listening to us. I can't talk about Ricky Fowler. For this, our telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Derek is in Clemson. Hey, Derek, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good, man. How about y'all?
We couldn't be better. Hope you had a good weekend.
It was all right, man. Spent most of it surfing behind a wakeboarding boat, so it was all right.
Now, let me get this right now. All right. I've seen this happen before. Is it a different board, the same board? Is it a wakeboard? Is it a surfboard? What kind of board is it?
Well, some people do it behind a surfboard, but the boat that we were on is a competition wakeboarding boat. It's a 22-foot axis, and what makes it so big is we've got almost 4,000 pounds of water in the boat. There's about 2,000 in the back, about 500 on the front, and the rest are split on the sides. That's what creates that monster 4 or 5 foot tall wave. Then once you create the wave, you have what's called dirty water and clean water. When you first start off, it's real washy. The water's trying to do all kind of stuff. It is not clean. Side of the boat has this built in, almost like a wedge that kicks out the side that cleans up the wave, which is what makes it that real pretty tidal looking wave. And once you get the water filled up and everything cleaned up, You start off just like you start off on a wakeboard. So people start off on their belly. And once you get up on the board, you have to get your weight just right to where the water's pushing you. And then once you get comfortable, you throw the rope back inside the boat, and then you just stay in the pocket and you're 4, 5, 6 foot off the back of the boat, and you can get to the top and do 360s and drop back in and all kind of stuff. But once you get out of the pocket, then you're gone. They got to stop and come back and get you.
Okay, so you start out with a rope.
Yeah.
And then you throw the rope to the boat.
You throw the rope inside the boat. The rope's only, when you start off on a rope, you're only 10 foot behind the boat, if that. And then once you get your balance and you get inside the pocket to where you really don't need the rope, then you toss it inside the boat, and then somebody in the boat grabs it and pulls it inside, and then you just stay in the pocket.
There is no chance that you get, because the boat's going faster than you, obviously, because it's 6 or 8 feet up there, there is no chance that you get, like, propelled through the prop or anything, right? There's no chance of that, right?
No. Okay. Well, no, first of all, that you're going right at about 10 miles an hour. So even if you're right behind the boat, by the time you fall, the boat will be out of the way. And even if you do get close to the boat, the way a wakeboarding and a competition ski boat works, the propellers are underneath the boat. So there's no prop towards the back.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, that is crazy to me, because you look at it and see, like, normally on a skier, on a someone who's tubing or on a wakeboard, whatever, you got some speed to you. I look out there, I see these people behind these boats, and they're going 5, 10, 8, 10, 12 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, if you look on those boats too, Mickey, any kind of Mastercraft, even your Axis, your Super Aeronautics, any kind of competition, real competition, wakeboarding or ski boat, if you noticed, they can't turn in reverse, and that's because the prop is underneath the boat, and the steering device is in the back. So even if you steer, the prop's not actually turning. It's going straight. So wherever the boat goes in reverse, when you hit it, that's where it goes. That's why those boats are a lot harder to drive than like a Four Winds or a Chaparral or something. It's just a completely different driven system.
I know it's not right call, but I got one more quick question.
Yeah.
Let's say that I've got decent balance, which I think I do.
Yeah.
Let's say that I stopped water skiing years ago because I hurt my back. I don't see how there's any kind, there's no torque. You're not pulling anything. I imagine like this is a lot easier on your body, right?
Oh, it's way easier. And that's what most people do. The guys that I go out on the boat with, they used to be hardcore wakeboarders. We all used to be hardcore into it. And then I'm only 29. One of them's 39. The other one's 37. And they've got the point where we don't even wakeboard anymore, because when you're doing it on a surfboard, there's so much minimal effort required to get up. And if you fall, you're only fall going 9 miles an hour.
Right.
You know, compared to being 12 foot in the air doing 35.
Yeah.
It's a completely different animal.
Plus,
it's just a lot more laid back. It's a lot more chill. It's a lot more easy going. It's just way more fun. I mean, it's a lot less dangerous too. Like, I like wakeboarding, but I've got a tooth or two missing from hitting the water too hard.
Yeah. See, my days of being sore after doing something on the lake, those are over. Those are way behind me.
That is why we play golf, Mickey.
That's right.
Why we play golf.
I'm with you, brother.
All right. Now to the topic at hand, I was going to ask you about, and I was actually talking about a guy this weekend on the lake about it. You know, the guy earlier, why, you know, South Carolina fans aren't calling in and they're all, you know, hyped up. Well, to me, it makes sense as this. Anybody that is a realist and understands what has happened the last two or three years understands that, yeah, I understand they play in the quote-unquote SEC, but if you look at the East, really, I mean, hell, Oklahoma State and teams like probably Iowa would have no problem beating most of the teams in the, you know, SEC East minus Carolina and Georgia. But if you look at Carolina's schedule, they've only beaten the number 23 team in the country last year in NC State, which if it wasn't for bad coaching, they should have lost. And they beat the number 22 Tennessee team in the 2016 season. And they beat no ranked teams in 2015. So, yeah, I understand they had a 9-win year last year. But look at the teams they beat. You know, Tennessee, Florida, Vanderbilt, Kentucky. Have any one of those teams been anything dominant powerhouse in the last 3, 4, 5 years?
No. Not that time period, no.
And that's kind of why, and that's why I was talking to him yesterday. He's actually an alum from South Carolina, and he's like, dude, I'm not bragging at all because the teams that we beat really doesn't take much effort to beat. So, you know, and until they can beat a Georgia, until they can beat a Clemson, you know, until they can beat some top 10, 15 teams, I just don't think you're going to hear a whole lot out of them, mainly because there's a lot of people that aren't on that Will Muschamp train, and I don't blame them. If you look, you know, he had 3 losing seasons in Florida, 1 winning season, and the guy's just, I'm just waiting on I'm just waiting on the guy to go off on the sideline like he used to do at Florida. It's just a matter of time, but I mean, it's, you know, and they're doing better than what I thought they were going to be. I ain't taking nothing at all away from them, but if you put us in the SEC East, the only team that has a snowball's chance in heck at beating us is Georgia. So, I mean, this whole one dominant conference thing is, it's been done for a while. It's been done for 4 or 5 years, especially when the East is primarily a baseball and basketball division, and the West has been carrying it since the SEC was established in 1933. So,
I looked it up the other day, and I want to make sure I'm right with saying this. Outside of Georgia's, well, for the entire SEC East, for the last 3 years, seven teams, 21 years, they've got 3 10-win seasons. Georgia has 2 of those 3 between Florida, South Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. There's been 1 10-win season the last 3 years, and that's when Florida 3 years ago went 10-4 and really didn't beat anybody in that year, but went 10-4. So there's been, of the 18 non-Georgia years, the last 3 years, the senior classes across the SEC East outside of Georgia, only one of those had a 10-win season, and that was Florida. Derek, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks a lot for the wakeboarding stuff or the surfing stuff. The seniors, when they were freshmen at Florida, had 1 10-win season. No other SEC East senior has had a 10-win season.
It's tough.
And
that's tough.
Not just that, but had some pretty bad losses in there. And it's not just the fact that you hadn't really beaten anybody. It's the fact that your losses were pretty bad in there. South Carolina, their seniors have lost to the Citadel before. Missouri's has lost to Purdue. Missouri lost to Middle Tennessee State.
Ouch. That's not good for their brand.
Kentucky lost to Southern Miss.
I remember that.
Tennessee. Let me see their worst loss through all this. Tennessee's lost to Vanderbilt 2 consecutive years.
Wouldn't their worst loss be in hiring Bush Jones?
Yeah, that's true. Vanderbilt lost to Western Kentucky. It's just
the Hilltoppers.
Yeah, it's just not the fact that they've hadn't won a whole lot of these. They just got some of his losses in there to make you go, what, that's the SEC? Losing to Western Kentucky? Losing to Southern Miss? Losing to Citadel?
I guess it just means more.
It does. It just means more. So only 1 10-win season for a senior class in the SEC outside of Georgia and the SEC East.
That's crazy.
I have some good news for us out there, though. Mr. Orr 24 is stingy with some of the – you gave him Diggins a while ago.
I did.
After a break, we're going to give the Herb Brooks speech.
Okay.
They asked for it. You're a man of the people.
Got to be.
You get out, you press the flesh, you get your constituents. Is you is or is you ain't my constituents. you get out there and and you want to time it, or you mass communicate with them, and you give them what they want. So someone asked for Herb Brooks addressing the team in the pregame of the movie Miracle, so we'll get that to you coming up. You grew up in Hilton Head.
I did.
I'll ask you on either or, the U.S. Open or the British Open? This is one of our, we have five either ors out there. Mm. We tried to get South Carolina fans involved in Frank Martin, Will Muschamp, or Mark Kingston. Who's the best coach? That didn't go over. The Clemson has been phenomenal, man. You guys just lit up the phone lines for over an hour with Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence, Austin Bryant, Cleveland Farrell. Who's the best pro? You guys have been great about that. I hadn't really gotten a whole lot into the Major League Baseball question of Boston, the Reds, or the Yankees, Houston, or Seattle. Who wins the World Series? All those teams have right now. Projected for more than 100 wins. I'm going to get to the Braves stuff after a break, but U.S. Open or British Open?
My one question to that is, where is the British Open being played?
This year, the British Open is in Carnoustie.
See, if it's one of the, you know, the
premier, iconic courses?
Yeah.
St. Andrews, you take it there?
If it's at St. Andrews, yes.
Yeah.
But more times than not, as an American, you got to go U.S. Open.
U.S. Open is our national championship.
Yes.
I'm going to go with British Open because the British Open is basically the Open. It is the world championship. It's the oldest of the golf tournaments. And I get a hard time on the station for saying that I pull for Europe during the Ryder Cup. A lot of those years, I don't really get into it a whole lot anymore, but a lot of those years I did. But to play, to win it at Troon, or to win it at Mirfield, to win it at Carnoustie, to win it at St. Andrews.
It'd be unbelievable.
Yeah, man. And the whole Claret Jug, to walk across the Swilkin Bridge over the Swilkin Burn and play Granny Clark's Nose or Hell Bunker and come out and win the British Open. That'd be pretty cool. Or the Open. That'd be pretty cool.
I wouldn't argue it. I wouldn't fight it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to see all that. So you got U.S. Open through some of that. So we'll get the Herb Brooks stuff ready. Certainly looking forward to that. Let me do this now, John, if we can. You are a native of Hilton Head, as I said.
I am.
Did you grow up there all your life?
Yes. Parents are still down there.
You know, the thing about Hilton Head is like, when I lived in Hilton Head for 3 years, it's like, where do you go on vacation if you live in Hilton Head? Yeah,
exactly.
So, well, maybe the mountains or some of the stuff. We are very fortunate here to have our great friends at Palmetto Dunes sponsor our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report. Matter of fact, the last time I did my show down in Hilton Head, your dad was actually out there and listened to us there. That was good stuff. Our Palmetto Golf Report brought by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I received some really cool emails about all these great summer specials that are going on. Their fireworks were awesome. I saw some social media people that had firework highlights. I'm going to tell you now, man, I watch firework highlights all the time. I saw a bunch of people on the beach and a bunch of people at the golf course and all this kind of stuff. So social media is really cool to see it, and I think that's awesome to see. Our good friends down at Palmetto Dunes enjoying a great July 4th weekend. I know a lot of folks like that. Hey, you know what? A lot of people thinking that you still have about 7 weeks of summer left. Sneak down to Palmetto Dunes. Take the family down to Palmetto Dunes. You know, those early August dates are still available. Really late July dates are still available, and you're going to absolutely love getting down there. If you've never been, you know what I'm talking about. If you've never been, try it one time, and you'll go back again and again. It is our great friends at Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Sign up for the email list. You're going to love that. Yesterday, finished up the military tribute at the Greenbrier. Kevin Na ended up with a five-shot win there after shooting 64 yesterday. But wanted to tell you about how our local players did. Sam Saunders, great event, despite almost sculling a chip. 12 under par. He finished fifth. Wesley Bryan finished 7 under par, 26. Kevin Kisner, 3 under, he finished 55th. Scott Brown finished 2 under, tied for 56th. William McGirt was even, he was 69th with Richie Wierenski. Tommy Ganey, Bill Haas, Kyle Thompson, Jonathan Bird, Brendan DeYoung, all those guys missed the cut down there. This week, they head over to the John Deere. And then the British Open right around the corner. So we keep up with all our local guys there this week on our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Get in touch with them. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I'm telling you, just sign up for the email list. You'll really appreciate that, getting those great emails from those folks there. All right, we'll get after a break. I want to know from Braves fans, SunTrust Field or Turner Field, SunTrust Park, whatever it is, or Turner Field. Compare and contrast those two for me. Which one's better? Which one do you like? Have you been to both so far? Also, we'll get to the Herb Brooks stuff when you return with John Hyde. I'm Mickey Plata. More right after this.
It's your daughter's graduation party, but you're not sure what to serve your family and friends? Don't worry. Tom's Barbecue has your back. Tom's Barbecue serves hundreds of catered events and knows what the people want. Good food. Brock here, owner of Tom's Barbecue with my wife Beth, and we understand the value of a great catered event. Whether it is a graduation party, wedding, company event, or a birthday celebration, you name it, we can cater it. Give us a call at 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Mr. Orr 24 has been stingy with the Herb Brooks stuff. Now, let me set this up for you, John. Have you seen the movie Miracle?
Yes.
You were born in 1988. So you missed it by 8 years. 1980 Olympic hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
Our country was in despair.
Right.
It was not a great time. There were some... low morale in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing the Soviet Union in hockey.
Right.
And we're playing this power, which they in an exhibition series before, like they destroy the American team. Mm-hmm. They're all professionals. The American team is all a bunch of amateurs, and it just didn't look very good. And on a night in Lake Placid, New York, this Olympic hockey team, this is the semifinals now. But well, this afternoon game wasn't even a night game, but the semifinals now is where they beat the Soviets. The movie Miracle was about that team, and Kurt Russell plays the coach there, a guy named Herb Brooks. So this is not Herb Brooks. This is Kurt Russell playing Herb Brooks in the movie Miracle. So he walks in. This is his pregame speech going into the movie. This is what Zach Orr withholds from you. We'll let you hear from him now since he's not here. As it leads into a little bit here. As he walks into the locker room here. Is he
great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. Not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Man, can I get the hair off my arms a little bit down there? I had a little hair-raising moment through it all there. Not tonight. Plus, he did a great job with the accent there.
Oh, yeah.
A little Minnesota accent through Herb Brooks there. Have you seen the movie at all?
I have. It's been a while, but it's a nice reminder that I need to go back and rewatch it.
No doubt about that. You got to go do that. Greatest, I think the greatest sporting event I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Anyway, miracle, no doubt about that. All right, we're doing a little something special today, and we're going to do this for the next couple of weeks with you, John, and I presented some cases here of not the prop bets. That's not the way to put it. I mentioned this before. In Las Vegas, you can bet on, say, a NASCAR event. You say Casey Kane or Jimmy Johnson. Or in golf, sometimes in Vegas, you can bet at the British Open. You can say Bubba Watson or Ricky Fowler. I'm trying to get guys close. Jordan Spieth or Justin Thomas. And you take one or the other.
Right.
And so I've kind of presented that. You let you take which one that you want. Among these, and I had five of them today. We'll do three or four or five today, three or four or five tomorrow, and see how it all works out. Our text line's been down today, so can't do it via text. But well, phone calls, Northern Communication phone line 654-ROAR, 654-7627, or on Twitter at Mickey Plyler and at Mr. Orr 24. One thing of the five we asked South Carolina fans, had one for Clemson, one for South Carolina, one for Braves fans, one for baseball fans, one for golf fans. So I kind of want to spread it a little bit thin today. We asked Clemson fans, I had about an hour and 15 minutes of the conversation. Who makes a better pro? Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence, Austin Bryant, Cleveland Farrell. Got a lot of Cleveland Farrells in there. Got a lot of Christian Wilkins in there. Personally, I think it's Dexter Lawrence.
Really?
Yeah. I think Dexter Lawrence's value as a run stopping, even a pass rushing guy in the middle of a NFL defense. I think he's a long-time NFL guy.
Mm-hmm.
We even had an Austin Bryant thought in there. The baseball with the Braves, I mean, with the Seattle projected at 101, 101 wins, if Houston projected with 107 wins, with the Yankees projected at 108 wins, and with Boston projected at 110 wins, who wins the American League? Hadn't gotten to that yet. With our text line down, we might do a little bit more of that tomorrow. We asked South Carolina fans and got no response because Gamecock fans don't call the show anymore. Your best coach, Frank Martin, Will Muschamp, Mark Kingston. It was a – I'm going to go with Kingston. We both agree in the future is going to be Kingston.
Right, absolutely.
Through that. You and I talked a little bit about U.S. Open or British Open. Here's what I know from Braves fans, and send it to me via our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler, at John_Height, H-I-G-H-T, SunTrust Park or Turner Field. You and I are – can't comment on this because we've only been to Turner Field.
Right.
You and I have not been to SunTrust Park yet. SunTrust Park in year two, I think I'm right with saying, aren't they two? Isn't this the second year of SunTrust Park?
I think so.
Opened in March of April 17. Is that, yeah. It's the second year something. Of it. And the Braves, you know, when they first built SunTrust Park, I was thinking that it might take them 3 years maybe to – maybe 4 years to compete for a NL East title. This year's got to be a little bit different feeling around there. I might bring Bill Milstead in here at some point in time later in this segment or in the next segment because he's been to both. I'm not sure why you needed. There were reasons there were parking where it was compared to where it is now. There were some reasons why they did it. I know they controlled the parking, owned the parking coming out of that, but they sent $622 million, and it's not like Turner Field, I think, was old and outdated or anything like that. But if you've been to SunTrust and Turner Field, which was the best of those two? What did you like about each one? What's the disadvantages of it? I still don't think you have enough, from what I understand, enough of the public transit type situation. I don't think MARTA runs up in there. I think you have some parking issues there. But there's more to do around the ballpark. I mean, Turner Field, there wasn't a whole lot around there. And from what I understand at SunTrust Field or SunTrust Park now, that you've got shopping and dining and some things around there. If that's important to you, not sure that that's all that important to you. So get your thoughts on that about which one of those. We've got a lot of either ors out there. For Braves fans, SunTrust or Ted Turner Field. Let's get to Traveler's Rest where Chris joins us. Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm listening to a great program with very learned individuals that know a lot about sports.
What station are you listening to? Just kidding. Hey, Chris.
No, I enjoy your program. Well,
that's nice. You're a Gamecock fan, correct?
Oh, yes. Long time.
The thing I wanted to ask Gamecock fans this morning, and I appreciate you checking in with us, is of your 6 years of Frank Martin, only 2 years of Will Muschamp so far, only 1 year of Mark Kingston so far, who has done a better job, considering where you took over, what they took over, the league that they're in, and the future of it, who's the best coach of the three major sports in South Carolina?
Well, I think probably Frank Martin has done the best. He's got us to the Final Four, which we've never done in school history, even though we've I guess you really can't compare the past, you know, back in the Frank McGuire days, you know, as many teams didn't make the tournament as they do now, and they had great teams back then. And a Gamecock fan that's older than I am was telling me 1 year they went undefeated. I don't know if that's for solid gold fact, but they went undefeated during the regular season, went to the ACC tournament, then got beat in the ACC tournament, didn't make the tournament field.
Yeah,
get back to your question. I think probably Frank Martin has so far. Coach Muschamp has been good with what he's had to work with, and he's brought us a good way from where he started at. We went from 3-9 to 6-7. 6-7 to, was it 9-4?
Yeah. He went 3-9 to, I'm right, saying this. 3-9 to 6-7, 6-7, 9-4. You're right.
We're progressing, but how Clemson's doing nowadays in Georgia now, it's just, it's kind of like the, as Walt was talking about, Jerry West back in the Bill Walton days. Now, I'm not comparing, you know, Jim Gauss with Jerry West, to draw that, but the way Clemson's doing now, for the recruiting and everything, but I guess I'm kind of getting off track.
No, I know what you're saying. Let me say this. You say Frank Martin, and I think, and originally our producer today, John Heinz, said that it'd be Frank Martin because, and the thing you mentioned is Final Four, that sticks out to him. First time you've ever been to Final Four in a really cool year in there. but when you look at it, and again, he took over a mess too. You know, we give Muschamp a lot of credit there for taking over a mess. Yeah. Brad Sinketh has convinced me that Frank Martin took over as big a mess, maybe more, I don't know. But in 6 years of Frank Martin, and not a very good league, and I don't think we can all agree that the SEC's not been a great league. Outside of the 2016-2017, those 2 years where he finished third, he's finished 11th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. Now, I'm going to run the stat by you, Chris. Frank Martin in the SEC at South Carolina is 45-63.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
Yeah, so see, I mean, it's a little bit surprising when you consider that part of it, that he had the Final Four sticks out, and it should. It's an unbelievable accomplishment. But 4 of the 6 years, he's had losing records in the SEC, including his past year, which on the heels of a Final Four, and he had a couple of guys, he had Dozier turn pro, but he goes 7-11 in the league and only 17-16 overall and doesn't make the NIT. So it makes it tough. But anyway.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does. A lot of these programs, well, I think Kingston will do good, but we'll see how he does.
We agreed on this. Let's see if you agree on this for us. We think moving forward, because of facilities, support, tradition, expectation, I think Kingston will have the most success of the three moving forward.
Yeah, if you look back over the history of Sacramento baseball, there's a lot of, lot more, if you compare the three,
right.
There's a lot more success in baseball. As far as going to the tournaments and going to Omaha, and there's a lot more going to the finals. Well, obviously, there's back-to-back championships for baseball.
Yeah.
There's no championships for for football. There's none for basketball. So baseball has historically had a whole lot more success. Football, which I keep hoping for one of these days, that we'll – I get that one national championship before the good Lord calls me home. It was 103 years before they got their first bowl win, from 1892 to 1995.
Right. Yeah.
So that's 103 years. That's a long time to get your first bowl win.
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot to crow about historically.
Right.
You know, compared to, you know, Clemson and other things around, you know, better major names has a lot more success. Hey,
and that's another part of it is considering the environment and the competition, what you're up against. Chris, I really appreciate the input this morning, man. Thanks a lot. Hope you had a great weekend last weekend, but appreciate you checking in with us.
Well, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your program. You know, have a great day, too.
Very kind of you. He had me fooled at first, saying he's listening to some smart people. Let me get Toby and Anderson. Toby, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
What's going on, Vic?
Not much, but did you have a good weekend?
Man, it was great, man. I enjoyed therapy. I mean, man.
I think I got you back there, Toby. I think you got a little bad cell in there. We got you now? I think we got you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, got you a little bit.
Okay, bud. Hey, I was going to act like a Gamecock fan for you, if that's okay, since you only have one call in.
All right. Can you act pretty good?
Well, I try every now and then, you know what I mean?
All right. Let's see. Here's your acting debut on the radio. What you got for me?
All right, brother. I say we got the three best coaches around. We got Dave Odom in basketball. We got Steve Spurrier in football. We got Ray Tanner in baseball. We got Landon Donovan, he's going to be the best baseball player. Then B.J. Mackey, he's going to be pretty good at the basketball. And then, of course, we got Jadeveon Clowney in football. So I think we're doing pretty good.
Toby, you believe me, if we put you in a good costume, get you some good makeup, and we'd edit the thing out, you might be a doggone Oscar-winning actor. We don't know. You might have missed your calling.
I can win a slammy instead of a Grammy, or whatever they call them.
I hear you, brother. I like it, man. That's good stuff.
Hey, on the other thing you had, I'm with you, man. I think Dexter Lawrence, if that foot is right, I believe he could be a force for 10, 11, 12 years in the middle, because those guys in the middle are hard to find. Yeah. Sort of, you know, Christian Wilkins also, but when you can find somebody like Grady Jarrett's been playing in the middle for the Falcons, somebody like Dexter Lawrence with that size and speed, I mean, he could wreak havoc and just change the game plan for some of the offenses, in my opinion.
I think we're going to talk about a multiple-time Pro Bowler in Dexter Lawrence. I think he's a long-time NFL. As long as he stays healthy, I think he's got a great career ahead of him.
Oh, yeah. All right, Nick. Hey, man, I'm having a hard time holding these $50 Nikes down today, man.
Appreciate the phone call, Tubby. That's a good stuff there.
All right, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Having a hard time holding us down. Chad Columbia, hang on. I'm coming back to you after a short break. My good friend Bubba Britton texts in about SunTrust or a Turner Field. He goes, SunTrust is better because of the battery area. And the traffic parking is much better than Turner Field. Field Stadium, not a big difference. Both were really great for the game itself, but he likes SunTrust more so than Turner Field. Appreciate Bubba getting in with us on that one. Chad from Columbia, hang on. We'll take our final break, come back, wrap things up in the final segment with John Hyde. I'm Mickey Pottermore after this.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Hey folks, Quark here to tell you about the best shave on the market with Harry's. I love my Harry's shave every single time. It's the smoothest, most comfortable shave you could possibly imagine. And for a limited time only, they've got a special deal. New customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with OOP5 at harrys.com. Get a 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the shave gel, the travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Now you might be thinking, why Harry's? What's the big deal? Well, their founders are tired of paying up for razors, overpriced and overdesigned, so they've offered a simpler option that gives you a quality shave at a fair price. Just $2 for replacement cartridges, less than half the price of the leading competition. They've got 100% quality guarantee. There's no subscription required, and they're now available in Walmart and Target. That's right. They've gone to stores near you. For a limited time only, get that shave set. $5 off with the code OOB5 at harrys.com. That's just $3. That's all it takes to get started. $3 plus free shipping when you use the code OOB5 at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Don't forget that code OOB5.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Dirty carpets don't keep a schedule. You do. That's why the Home Depot has the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Pet Plus Carpet Cleaner for just $148, over $40 off. Its quick clean mode with heat force helps cut drying time to less than 45 minutes. If you have a schedule to keep, you don't want to sit around waiting on a wet carpet. The Hoover Power Scrub Elite, just $148, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, Waspa's last C-store for details, valid through July 11th.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
So, who did you wake up with? Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom.
Final segment of the show. Tyler writes in on Twitter at Mickey Plyler. I've gone to SunTrust. Is that sitting in the nice seats, all you can eat there? And that sold me. Yeah, it is different now. We've got some amenities out there now that you don't think about, but all you can eat, that's a pretty cool deal. I think I could do that.
I could handle that.
Look at Chad in Columbia, 654 Roar. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging through the break, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Hey, did you see where Mr. Orr's flight got delayed and canceled and all that?
Yeah, he sat all day. He didn't get out until Saturday morning, I think.
Yeah, well, I told him on Twitter, that's what happens when you don't do a two-minute drill, you know?
So that's it. It's a little karma.
Ask him do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't do it. Yeah. Hey, but, Mick, I think when you compare, you know, from a South Carolina standpoint, when you look at these coaches, you can't compare Kingston to Muschamp or Muschamp to Martin. You have to compare Muschamp to his peers, right? And so the question is, if Clemson, you know, Brownell, Dabo, and Monty all got hit by a bus tomorrow, right? So we're all looking for three new coaches in the three main sports. Which coach out of those at South Carolina would you want to hire? To me it would be Kingston probably, right?
Yeah.
It would be the most, I guess you wouldn't argue. And then I would say Martin, you know, comparing Martin versus his peers. And then last would be Muschamp. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, just take away the rivalry out of it. I mean, Muschamp is what? Maybe the 50th best college football coach in the nation? I mean, I would certainly hope Clemson could hire better than that, right? I don't know what Martin would rank or Kingston, but I think Muschamp is by far at the bottom of the list. But I think Gamecock fans would think he's near the top of the list because they play in the SEC East. I mean, it's just, you know, a joke. But anyways, man, I just wanted to call in, weigh in. And then, by the way, Dexter Lawrence is by far the selection. I mean, you look, he's played at probably, 70-80% of full health last year. And you look at his per-game stats compared to the others. Because I think Wilkins is a much better end than he is a defensive tackle, or at least he was last year. Hopefully he makes a big jump this year. But looking for a big jump out of those two interior guys, because production-wise last year, I think from an expectation standpoint, I'm not sure they quite met expectations, but I'll just hang up and listen.
Chad, I appreciate the phone call. They didn't have, like, these unbelievable years. Now, there are ways to offset any great player.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Bo Jackson and Herschel Walker and some of his great tailbacks. You know, you put 8 or 9 in a box, you try to shut them down, but the receivers are open more. I watched you try to pressure Joe Montana and blitz him, but he gets rid of the ball and he gets the ball in the hands of Jerry Rice and Dwight Clark and Freddie Solomon and some of those guys. Roger Craig and Bob Rathman or some of those guys. Anyway, so it makes other people in baseball. You can walk, you know, pitch around the guy, but you put him on base and puts other people around there. I think that so much attention was paid to that Clemson defensive front last year that it made it better, easier for the back seven. The balls were mm-hmm. coming out sooner, so the DBs had to cover less time.
Right.
The front four was taking up more blocks on the offensive line, so the linebackers had less offensive linemen releasing to the second level to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
So while it might not show up on the stat sheets, It will show up in the NFL draft, by the way. It might not show up in the stat sheets that the secondary and the linebackers, the back seven, are much better as a result of how talented that front four are. You're not going to take seven-step drops and a ton of five-step drops with Bryant, Farrell, Wilkins, and Lawrence breathing down your neck.
Or if you do, you see what happened with James Blackman.
Right.
Just getting obliterated when Trey Lamar comes over the outside.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great point. And so the other thing it does is that if you notice when Clemson plays defense, they are so stinking multiple in what they do. And a linebacker, the middle linebackers are walking up. They send linebackers a lot. A safety will come up. A corner blitzes off the edge. That those guys are more effective at their blitz scheme because of, A, you don't know where they're coming from. But on the other side of it, it's, those guys are taking up blocks and taking up so much attention. You know, you're double and triple teaming guys. For instance, let me give you some of that just to back that up, to make sure you know what we're right talking about with that. Last year, Dorney O'Daniel had 5 sacks. Kendall Joseph had a half a sack in there. J.D. Davis had a sack. Trey Lamar had 4 sacks. Right by saying this here. We had Albert Hug. Well, that's not the linebackers. Altogether, Clemson had 46 sacks last year, and those guys didn't account for all that many, obviously, that you saw other guys coming from other areas to make more plays out there. Skalski had a half a sack last year. Isaiah Simmons had a sack last year. Like I said, Trey Lamar had 4.5 of those. So you're starting to see, you know, those other guys' opportunities to make plays coming off of that. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. John, we forget someone in sports every single day because that's what Allstate does. Mm-hmm. So get in touch with our good friends. I was at a meeting on Friday with a former Allstate agent. And the gentleman told me, he goes, look, I hear you talk about Brad every day, and you talk about what a great agent he is. He goes, I'm telling you right now, Brad Hughes is the best Allstate agent there is. The guy's unbelievable. And so it made me feel good that this guy knows it and knew it from the inside, and I feel that way too. So we forgive someone sports every single day. I don't know who it was earlier that gave the Three Stooges reference. Mm-hmm. Was it Dave from Simpsonville?
I think it was Dave.
And he brought up Shemp. Shemp is, when Curly's not in there, to bring in Shemp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God rest his soul, Shemp tried. But if you're watching Three Stooges and you see that Curly's not on there and it's Shemp instead, you don't watch the rest of it. It's like Andy Griffith in color. Like
exactly.
If you turn on, like you see on your guide, hey, Andy Griffith Show, I'll turn it over, and it's in color, you don't even watch it.
No.
Nobody wants to see Harold or Howard or whatever the guy's name, or the stuttering guy. I go, what? Yeah, what? Yeah, what? No, nobody wants to see that guy. You go for the black and white, and you go for Barney.
Absolutely.
Right? So if you, anytime you see a little Three Stooges on it, and you happen to see a Shemp episode, nah, you can't watch it.
No.
So I'll forgive them through some of that. Tomorrow's show, we got a busy one for you. We're going to have Tony Morrell of TheBigSpurt.com on. We'll talk a little World Cup. You're in this World Cup thing. Give me a quick prediction here for tomorrow. France or Belgium? That should be a great game.
I think it's going to be a great game.
Match,
whatever the terminology is supposed to be. I'm going to go France.
All right. Croatia and England.
I will go England. And I see France winning it all.
France beating England.
Yep.
On the weekend for it. So we'll see tomorrow, 2 o'clock tomorrow on Fox, France and Belgium, 2 o'clock on Wednesday, Croatia and England. All-star selections were out there, and we saw a lot of Red Sox, Braves, Cubs, very highly represented there. Speaking of the Braves lost 3 out of 4 to the Milwaukee Brewers over the weekend. Tell you what, Milwaukee having a pretty good year in there. And the Braves now tied for the lead with the Phillies. It's going to be interesting second half of the season. I don't think the Braves are going away.
No.
I think they will be in playoff contention. I'm not sure you know, a lot of this will be determined by what the Braves and the Phillies do kind of with some trades in here. The Braves going to have some pitching in here, and there were some thoughts about Manny Machado and the Phillies. I don't think that's going to happen at this point. We'll see what moves they make before the trading deadline. Boston, a 16 winning streak. The Yankees won 2 out of 3 this weekend, but Boston still with a 2-game lead there. We saw Kevin Na win at the Greenbrier yesterday on the PGA Tour. We saw an LPGA record fall, 31 under par over the weekend. That. Didn't mention this earlier, but Russell Knox won the Irish Open, Scottish Open this week, and then the British Open coming up the following week. Daytona, Eric Jones won over the weekend, and a wild ride from Eric Jones. So a wild, crazy night in Daytona. He got his very first NASCAR win there. My friend, we finished things up, as we always do, with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
My 2-minute drill today is former Clemson baseball player Steven Duggar. Got called up to the San Francisco Giants, made his major league debut yesterday, and hit a nice little double. Looked good.
Nice to see that, man. That guy, he had a strong arm here. He was a great athlete. Mm-hmm. Nice to see him finally make it up. Thought he made it up before now, but great job. A lot is about opportunity for him.
Absolutely.
So, good to see Steven Duggar absolutely do that there. My 2-minute drill brought to you by AirDude.com for all your real estate needs. Man, you're looking for anything in this real estate market in the Clemson area, he's going to take care of you. It's AirNewton.com. For 20 years, he's done it right. Nobody knows it like Eric Newton. So anything you need, a full-service real estate, it's my great friend, EricNewton.com. On ACCSports.com, they retweet this from Andy Bitter from Virginia Tech. And I didn't know it till this morning. We saw this. That Virginia Tech has dismissed veteran defensive back / linebacker, kind of a nickelback that they play there a lot. Mook Reynolds is now gone. He had 26 career starts. Now, let me say this. First, Mook Reynolds wasn't a great player. He was a solid player, an experienced player, but he wasn't a great player. But Andy Bitter on Twitter brings us up. From the Hokies defense last year, now that Reynolds is gone, Tim Settle in the NFL, Andrew Miatakapua, Kong, that guy, the linebacker, the stalwart there.
Yeah.
He graduated. Tremaine Edwards gone to the NFL. Terrell Edmonds gone to the NFL. Mook Reynolds has been dismissed. Brandon Faison graduated. Greg Stoneman graduated. Adonis Alexander's gone due to academics. Bud Foster is going to miss 8 big-time contributors off of defense. Now, Justin Fuente, they're going down to Tallahassee in game 1.
That's tough.
It's tough. He said this, too. He recaps the Hokies offseason. Assistant coach Galen Scott resigns. Adonis Alexander dismissed for athletics. Cornerback Jeremy Webb out for the year with an Achilles injury. And now outside linebacker safety Mook Reynolds has been dismissed. He said, look, at least Josh Jackson's situation got cleared up. They could have been without Josh Jackson and the academics. They cleared that up.
Jeez.
But it's a, you know, a Virginia Tech team that I like Justin Fuente, but he's got his hands cut out for him. Bud Foster is going to only have 4 returning starters or 3 returning starters on defense when it's all said and done. And we'll see what comes out of that. They had a great defense last year. Gave it 14 points a game last year. One of the best defenses in the country. They're kind of a rebuilding year for them. And I'm not sure there's a whole lot of answers on the offensive side of it. So we'll see if Justin Fuente, the schedule, not terrible, but they've got Miami at home. They've got Notre Dame at home. Got Georgia Tech at home on a Thursday. But going to Florida State on a Monday night, Labor Day night, will be a huge game.
Oh, yeah.
For Virginia Tech. I like Justin Fuente. But he's got him and Bud Foster have their hands cut out for him there. Good show, man. I enjoyed this.
As did I. Thank you very much for having me.
I don't know if my math serves me correct here, but you're with me for 10 shows.
Yes.
We're 10% of the way there for you, buddy.
There you go.
One down, 9 to go.
There you go.
With it all. And I hope Zach's listening over in Edinburgh. He's probably not listening over right now.
But he can listen to the podcast.
No doubt about that. He can do that. Let me thank callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, and emailers. Let me thank John Hite. Great job, man.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow here on the air.
Absolutely.
Let me wish my wife a happy anniversary.
There you go.
She's listening down now as well. Up next to my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Hey, folks, have a wonderful Monday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we will see you.